This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome into today's Tuesday edition of Sports Talk. This April Fool's Day, no joke here. We're going to 6:30 this evening. That's when we'll hand things over to the LSU Sports Radio Network for first pitch between LSU baseball and Louisiana Tech. The action coming up, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Want to get right into some Saints audio that we got today from the NFL owners meetings. Head coach Kellen Moore sat with the media for a half hour really early on this morning. It was like 6:45. The Saints were streaming this on YouTube as well. So you got to have breakfast with Kellen Moore this evening. Was asked a ton of questions. A lot about the player aspect I wanted to get into today. Now that coach has had time to really dissect this roster, sit down with his players and talk to him. He was asked about wide receiver Chris Olave and his thoughts on the wideout coming back from injury this season.
Chris is a phenomenal player. He's had a huge impact on this team. He's going to have a huge impact from a medical side. On my side, it's just education and understanding the circumstances he is in. Obviously, we feel very comfortable with Chris. Understand he's been through a lot the last year or two, and so we feel like there's a plan in place to continue to let him progress. And certainly, I get the feeling that he's really, really excited about this opportunity.
Now, coming into this Kellen Moore era, I think it's pretty exciting for the offensive side of the ball. You know, we've been mired with Dennis Allen's defensive, heavy scheme, really being centric on that with his football team. And this year now with the Saints and Kellen Moore, you know that offense is going to be really lighting it up. Hopefully more of what we saw in weeks one and two from earlier last season. But there's a new addition as well in that wide receiver room in Brandon Cooks. And Kellen Moore talked about the new addition at wide receiver, someone he really didn't know too much about.
I had never met Brandon. Our circles were very close. Him being a Northwest guy, playing at Oregon State, and then obviously going to Dallas at one point as well. Phenomenal leader, phenomenal player. I think that combination is very valuable for us. You know, he can still run, he can still play. He had kind of an unfortunate season last year just with the injuries and the setbacks with relation to that. So, his targets and catches and stuff were down. If he plays a full season, they probably look a really heck of a lot different. And so we feel like he's still got the player in him. And the leader that he's going to be will be hugely valuable just for our entire team.
Brandon Cooks coming back to the black and gold was a first-round draft pick of this team. And it's really refreshing to hear, I guess, from some of the folks we've talked to, the voice of the Dallas Cowboys. You're hearing from Kellen Moore that the leader that Brandon Cooks has become, because I felt that wasn't the case early on in his career, where he was kind of a me guy, and it seems to be more of a team guy now, which definitely is something attractive to bring into this offense that is being rebuilt under Kellen Moore. Going to be a lot of young pieces in there. A piece that was re-signed by this team in tight end Juwan Johnson back in the mix got a pretty hefty payday from the black and gold, and a lot of folks are hoping to see that breakout season we keep expecting from the tight end. Kellen Moore talked about the re-signing of Juwan.
He's been a really good player in this league. We're excited with where he can go. Certainly his ability with the ball in his hands is critical. It's very valuable. His ability to play in the second and third level, a little deeper passing game concepts with the tight ends. Not all the guys can stretch the field that much vertically, and we feel like he can. And so, I think some of the stuff we've done in the past with these tight ends that we've had in some other stops, we feel like we can add to his game.
That's a big key right there. Kellen Moore said some of the things they've been able to do in the past with the tight end. We just saw last season what the Eagles were able to do with a guy like Dallas Goedert, and hopefully this offense will be more conducive to utilizing Juwan Johnson's talent. We know he's a wide receiver converted to a tight end, is definitely a big pass-catching threat, needs to improve a little more, still constantly in, being involved in the run game as a blocker. But Juwan's always been willing, putting in the work, and he definitely improved in that area. But just at times in the offense for his production, at least, has disappeared, where you really hadn't seen him show up in the stat sheet in games. But there were times where he's been on fire, and it seemed like a guy that was really unstoppable, especially in the red zone. A target there that interested to see how this team utilizes. Another guy in the offense that we are curious to know how he's going to be doing in Kellen Moore's scheme is a guy, Taysom Hill, who ended last year, unfortunately, with an injury, a torn ACL. Definitely been busy with rehab. Kellen Moore was asked how Taysom's doing right now.
I mean, I've talked to Taysom, obviously. Obviously, we feel he's going through his process, and you don't want to rush, allow him to go through his process. He's going through the recovery phase of this thing and the rehab. And so, Taysom's been a premier player in this league. We feel great about him, but let him kind of go through his stages of this, and we'll see where it goes.
Still with Taysom Hill, obviously, in that recovery mode. And I don't think that he's going to be a guy that'll be ready to go week one, considering how late that injury occurred for him last season. I believe it was December 2nd or 3rd, around there. But we'll see if he can power through and be available for this team early on in the season. I just have a big question mark right off the bat for week one for a guy like Taysom Hill. Looking at the quarterbacks, a specialty for Kellen Moore, that's what he played in college. That's what he played in the pros. And everybody wants to know about Derek Carr. What's he been up to? Haven't heard much from him from Super Bowl to Mardi Gras. It just seems like a big absence. We haven't even heard Derek Carr's comments about getting to work with a guy that's a new head coach of the Saints in Kellen Moore. And here's what the new boss of the Black and Gold had to say about the QB.
Derek is obviously a really good quarterback in this league. We've again, I think, been pretty consistent as we've gone through this process. With the restructure, as far as just giving ourselves some flexibility from a roster standpoint. Derek, I'm excited to have him back with us really shortly. Obviously, April 14th will start, and I think that's the fun part. These guys go through the offseason. They have a chance to spend time with their family, invest in all that, which is the right thing to do. And once you get back April 14th, you kind of begin the process. Football's in the fold, and it'll be a great process.
The sense that he's bought in, though, excited about which...
we're excited to team up.
Excited to team up, and you heard him mention twice there, April 14th. That's the start of Saints organized team activities, folks. Voluntary workouts for the Black and Gold will start then. I think it's six teams in the NFL with new head coaches are allowed to begin their offseason workout programs a little earlier since they do have a new head coach involved. Another quarterback, meanwhile, on the Saints roster that Kellen Moore will be getting to work with will be second-year signal caller Spencer Rattler. What does Kellen Moore know about the Rattler coming into this situation with the Saints?
We went through the evaluation process last year when we were in Philadelphia, just watching him in South Carolina. Good player, tons of tools. Obviously, he played in some challenging circumstances, and I think that's an important context as we kind of evaluated it. You want to make sure he's going through the right process. Is he making good decisions? Is he going through his progressions? Is he hanging in the pocket? You saw a lot of those things. Results can be a little bit uncontrolled variables a little bit in his circumstances, and so we're excited to continue to build and develop him as he goes through his second offseason. I think that's always that second offseason for a lot of guys is a huge jump. Your first year, you're just swimming. Any player, it's your first offseason. You go right from your college season to training, draft. It's just like, holy cow, when is this thing going to slow down for me? And it doesn't through that whole first year for all these players. And then you get to that second offseason, it's like, okay, I've had a chance to breathe. I've gone through an offseason program. Now I'm in OTAs for the second time. I think there's huge jumps for those guys always.
a seasoned Spencer Rattler coming into this year. It'll be year two for the Rattler. Interested to see how he develops now under Kellen Moore's tutelage. Looking at the defensive side of the ball, for me, the crown jewel, obviously, of free agency was the addition of safety Justin Reed coming back to Louisiana as well. Very excited to be here. We got to talk to him last Friday. Kellen Moore talked about the addition of the safety to this Florida Lee D.
A premier player in our league, premier person in our league. We nailed it when we were able to get Justin. So obviously you recognize there's a lot of other teams chasing after him. And so we feel really, really excited that ultimately he made the decision he wanted to come back to Louisiana. And we're just so fired up, you know, going into the Super Bowl, preparing to play the Chiefs. When I was in Philadelphia watching him on film, he was one of the big impact players on that field. And so we felt great, you know, having the opportunity to team up with him.
Justin Reed going to be wearing the black and gold this season. He'll be right across from Tyrann Mathieu, the two safeties from Louisiana, making up that black and gold secondary in the safety position. We'll be interested to see how that all shakes out there. I'm sure the Saints are still looking to add some more depth pieces to that spot as well. Kind of thin at the safety spot. So we'll see how they end up doing in free agency and also the draft. Also, Kellen Moore with the NFL draft approaching, he was asked, what is his draft philosophy?
Obviously, you want to get the best players you can. I think that's the first and foremost, most important aspect of it, is don't pass up really good players just to, you know, fit a certain specific position. When they are in the same tier, on the same level, obviously you're going to lean into players that you feel like can, you know, get on the field early, can help you in a really critical position. And so you're balancing those two. I think everyone will probably say similar things. But I think that's hugely valuable. And we're excited to go through the process here in the next 2 weeks to kind of start building that board.
That was our Tuesday Sound Bank. Listening to Saints head coach Kellen Moore at the NFL owners meetings this morning. We're going to take a break and get you ready. LSU baseball coming up against Louisiana Tech right here on WWL. Taking a break. Be back with more sports talk after this. Closing up sports talk as we get ready for LSU baseball taking on Louisiana Tech. We know that William Schmidt will start on the bump tonight. So much for him not getting starts on Tuesday anymore, like Jay Johnson had said earlier. I'm curious to know Jay's rationale between going with Schmidt tonight.
I imagine that, well, it's going to be interesting to see if Jaden Nuke gets, you know, some action at some point. He's
right,
been the
exactly.
midweek starter recently. He's actually performed very well in the role. But maybe Jay wants to kind of save him for the weekends now, too, as a big bullpen piece. So we were talking about with Kendall Rogers there, Steve, like who's going to be that next bullpen piece to emerge behind Zach Cowan and Kaysen Evans, because they need that third guy.
Yeah, we also got Jake Brown starting in outfield with a lefty on the mound for La Tech. And then Michael Braswell at third base. Ethan Fry is the DH for this evening. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller, folks. Coming up next, LSU baseball taking on Louisiana Tech. WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Talk to you tomorrow with more of Sports Talk. Have a great night.